Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of the Astrology Hour. Today we are going to talk about taking your best shot and trying to make some money or trying to make a success of yourself. We're going to talk about astrological timing and when it's important to make that move, especially financially. Something very important is happening at this time. And the planet Venus, which is the money planet, is moving into trine with the planet Jupiter, the other money planet, Venus trine Jupiter. We have no moon wobbles and no Mercury retrograde until Monday. So I would tend to think today and tomorrow and also Sunday and even next week with the Mercury retrograde with Venus trine Jupiter, it would be an outstanding time for new financial beginnings. Of course, I'm not responsible for any financial choices you might make, but at the same time, you will have a Venus trine Jupiter in the chart of any financial decisions you would make. So, you know, theoretically, it's a good time to buy a house, maybe a good time to invest in stock, or a good time to try to take advantage of some universal energies that will peak right there on the 18th and 19th, which is actually in the next 10 days. So, something to be aware of, Venus trine Jupiter, it only happens twice a year, and it is happening now. Now, we're also going to take a look at some things in the natal chart that is very important as far as timing and your own personal successes or money choices. Today's show has a lot to do with money and timing, and it has a lot to do with knowing when to make the right move. I, for one, never ever make any kind of financial choices at all unless astrologically I have found out for sure that it's okay. There's a couple of things that we want to be aware of that happen that affect our charts astrologically that are very, very powerful as far as giving us the edge financially. You know, I don't think it's a real good idea for anyone to invest a great deal of money during a moon wobble. I don't mind investing money or trying business deals during a Mercury retrograde because it is more challenging, and when you get results, the results you get are usually very powerful and very strong. And like this show was established during a Mercury retrograde, for example, so it has been challenging. And at the same time, we do discover that Mercury retrograde is not really bad when it comes to financial investments. I don't like moon wobbles, and I don't like void course moons. So if somehow you can take a look at moon wobbles and void course moons and be aware of them when you are making these major choices, then that might help you avoid problems, okay? Because if you make a big financial decision during a void course moon, you're going to knock the emotional punch out of the choice. If you make a decision during a moon wobble, you're going to be disappointed. What I like to do and what I have found works, and I'm not recommending gambling, but I have tested this philosophy, even when gambling, that the best financial choices are made when you know your chart is being lit up with powerful trines to either your natal birth Uranus planet, which is like a windfall type planet, okay? So trines to Uranus, especially from the planet Venus or the planet Jupiter, could signal to you a money-making opportunity that is on the rise. Weird things, you know, that could happen, where you could call a friend one day or call a relative or have somebody call you and make mention to you that they have a money deal. You know, normally you won't pay attention to money deals that you'll get on the phone and stuff like that. Normally you will just hang up or say, call back later, or actually you might get frustrated or freaked out and say, I've had enough phone calls here. But during the trine to the planet Uranus in your chart, heck, that would be the day I might go out and buy 100 lotto tickets, or that might be the day where I might want to go to Vegas, or maybe call a friend of mine who's a broker and see if he's got any deals. You know, sometimes brokers have deals that are not that strong, but if you're having a trine to your Uranus and it's coming from Venus or Jupiter, or if you're having a trine to your natal Venus, like a Venus trine Venus or a Jupiter trine Venus or anything trine your Venus, or maybe a trine to your Jupiter in your natal chart. And what I'm talking about here is when you get your birth chart done, this is an advanced show, of course, but when you get your birth chart done, you're going to have 11 factors in it. And that's all. Astrology is like backgammon. It's very easy to learn, but it could be one of the most difficult things in the world to master in the long run, you know? So when it comes to astrology, there's only 11 factors that you have to be aware of. And they are where your planets are. Your sun, your moon, your rising sign, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Now, when you get your chart done, you might be a Gemini and find out, hey, Farley, my Venus is in Scorpio. Hey, and I go, you know what? That's great. Because Venus is headed for Scorpio, and all the people in the world with Venus in Scorpio are shown a circuit vibration that we call a transit that could help them, give them the edge, or increase their overall outlook financially. You know, funny thing happened. My friend who's a stockbroker in another city, and I won't mention his name, has Venus in Scorpio. And it just so happens that Jupiter in Cancer is trying his Venus. And at the same time, Venus going into Scorpio is setting up what we call a double trine aspect, where he's having a Venus return with a Jupiter trine. So I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to call this guy up for fun to see if he's got any deals. You know, that's the day you want to call somebody up when it comes to investments. When you know their chart is hitting, and because my Venus is in Cancer and I'm having a Venus trine Venus, my chart's hitting too. You know, and this is the way a lot of people get an edge. You know what is very, very interesting and something I bet you didn't know? Sylvester Stallone's mother is a very famous astrologer, and she is also going to do a lecture at the Phoenix Bookstore coming up. And you better believe that this woman has helped Sylvester Stallone, one of the richest men in show business, with some of the biggest movie blockbusters, plan the timing of the scripts, the production, the direction, and the release of every film he's been in. You know, and a lot of people also are not aware that Sylvester Stallone's ex-wife Bridget Nielsen is also an incredible astrology buff. You know, there's a lot of people out there in show business, for example, that I know, like Arsenio Hall, you know, who I was with at the Dodger game the other day. I was on his show a couple years ago. And a lot of people like, I'm not going to mention all the names. We've had some people call us on the air, you know, like LeVar Burton, who's a friend of mine, and John Mulrooney, and who hosts Comic Strip Live on Channel 11. And a lot of people that have broken through the ice and have broken through the wall of odds of making it and making money in show business or in banking or money or investments because they use astrology or astrologers to give them the timing of when it's a good time to make a choice. You know, I was talking to Arsenio at the Dodger game, and he said, how's my chart look? And I said, well, Arsenio, of course, he said to me, and I quote, everything you told me on the air about my life came true. I made the major motion picture Coming to America like you said I would. I got my own show with triple the ratings like you said I would, and quadruple the money like you said I would. And I told him, I said, Arsenio, you are having your grand trine and fire lit up again in November and December, and you are shown double the success and double the financial resources and recovery coming up in December. You know, and it's so funny that there are people out there that think astrology is bunk. They don't pay any attention to it. They believe in the scientists and the astronomers, and they don't want to have anything to do with astrologers or astrological jargon or whatever. They don't even hesitate and take a look at their own charts to see what's going on. But what I have done with my own career, you know, and, you know, I was with Boy George on the road when I told him a year in advance that in his chart he was shown a scandal, a controversy, and a severe drug problem, and he laughed. And I said, do you take drugs? And he said, no. And he didn't at that time. And a year later, as you know, if you read the papers, his career came down with a heroin problem, and he had a lot of problems. Cost him a lot of money, a lot of pain, and that's the kind of thing you can see in a chart. You can see everything in someone's life in their chart. But the fun thing that I like about astrology is that you can tell what's going on financially. You know, usually there's a very, very simple formula that I will share with you that I follow all the time, and I want you to be totally aware of this formula, and perhaps it will help you understand what is going on in your life. And that formula is, number one, one to be particularly aware of your Venus, okay? Be particularly aware of where your Venus is, what sign it's in, and how it's aspected. That's step number one, okay? Number two, how's that Venus aspected, okay, in your birth chart? And if that Venus has squares and oppositions on it, then congratulations, you have karma with yourself concerning materialism and money and finances. So those of you with squares on your natal Venus, or squares or oppositions on Taurus planets, or squares or oppositions on planets in the second house, or squares and oppositions on your second house Lord, will have more of a money karma than the rest of us. And that could also mean having a lot of money, but dealing with the headaches of managing it all. Okay, that's point number one. Another point that we must be aware of here, not only is how is our natal Venus aspected in second house planets and Taurus planets and the second house Lord and such, but also, what is the transit state to that Venus? Transit state means, what are the planets that are moving in the sky doing? How are they aspecting? What is the vibration between those planets and my Venus in my chart? What are the current aspects? Okay, and I'll tell you, if you are having any squares to your Venus, that is a shopping transit. In other words, we spend more money, if not most or all of our money, and we run out and buy that big house and get that big mortgage and even get that loan qualified with a $2,000-$4,000 a month mortgage when our Venus is being afflicted in a transit, which means when you're having a big opposition or a square. So when I see, well, let's say if I'm looking at a woman's chart who might call me and I'll see she was born with a square in her Venus, and she's having a current square in her Venus, not only is she born as an impulse shopper, but she may be going through a transit state right now where she's doing some impulse buying. And that's when, you know, you use up the credit lines on your credit cards, and you end up in trouble because you don't have enough money to meet the bills, and other bills come out of left field that you don't want. So being aware of afflictions to your natal Venus from transits or from natal charts are very important. Also, if you hang with people, if you hang out with people in relationships or friends that have planets square your natal Venus, look out because they may cost you money. This is not the person you want to go into partnership with if they have a square to your natal Venus in your natal chart. This is a person you want to be very cautious of and careful with because they may end up taking you. Can you imagine marrying a woman who has Jupiter in Aries early, square my Venus in Cancer, a man and a fool with his money is soon parted from his honey or former honey when that sort of thing happens. Trust me on that. So overall, you know, we want to take a look at that Venus to understand the financial karma, the financial state of things, and also to understand that there's no such thing as a curse in an astrology chart that will subject us to having no money, little money, or struggling for money in our lives. No way. It's just you got to understand the karma. If you have squares and oppositions on your Venuses in your chart, then you need to learn to budget. And you need to learn more about finances more than the rest of us. And you need to understand timing, okay? And also, if there are people that have both squares and oppositions and trines on the Venus, well, that's like an assembly line where the money comes in one window and it flies out the next. So the squares and oppositions and trines together on a Venus or second house planets or Taurus planets or the second house Lord and sometimes Jupiter, that'll give you more of an ebb and flow, and sometimes the flow hurts a little more, okay? And then there are those of us that have what we call wild aspects with Venus, like Venus conjunct Uranus, or Venus trine Uranus, or Venus square Uranus. You know, when Uranus is involved with Venus, then wow, money situations sort of like are a lightning bolt effect, where suddenly you have a pile, and then the next day it's gone. Or one day you have nothing, and the next day you have a pile. You know, those are people oftentimes that win the lotto. Of the millions of lotto tickets that are sold, it's that Venus trine Uranus that is having a moon conjunct their Venus and a Jupiter trine Venus on that day that will win that $10 million lotto. You know, so if you look in your chart and see you have a Venus trine Uranus, well, then you might be somebody to end up with piles and piles of cash like that. Sure. And you know, you don't get that stuff by accident either. When you have excellent aspects on your natal Venus, when you have really nice trines and sextiles and positive conjunctions, with the exception of Saturn on your Venus, because Saturn is real karmic. If you have a Saturn square Venus or opposed Venus or conjunct it, look out, because you're in trouble then, with money, that is. But nice aspects to your Venus, what that means is that you have respect for the material plane, and you know how to use money without abusing it, taking advantage of it, manipulate others to get it, or blow people's karma or your karma by making it, okay? We're talking about ethics here, you know, following things like the commandments, like thou shalt not steal and stuff like that. When you come from past lives where there is a non-monetary abuse factor, then those are the ones that end up with the trines to their Venus, and it is their lesson to see if they're meant to be tested in this lifetime karmically with money. So whenever you see somebody who makes money easy, bless them, because they must have earned it from a past life. It doesn't mean they're going to retain that type of vibration in this life. They could blow their karma. And, you know, once people get money, money's like a drug, and it can take over you and possess you like a demon. So it doesn't mean that you are going to end up with good vibrations just because you have a lot of money, because the purpose to this dimension is not money. The mission of life on Earth is not a financial mission. I want to make that clear. You know, like, I am doing this topic to give you all a financial edge and an explanation astrologically as to how the rhythms and the cycle of cause and effect with income is concerned. But this topic is not meant for your abuse, because once again, I reiterate that whenever you place anything above the spirit, with priority beyond the spirit, that is karma. And the bill you have to pay for that is not financial. It is spiritual. And it can be very painful, okay? So if you let money get to you, like an Elvis Presley or a Howard Hughes or a lot of these other people that let it drag them down, my hero John Belushi, you know, and a lot of other famous comics and people, Lenny Bruce, that success and fame and money and all this power got to them, Marilyn Monroe, and dragged them down, that's the price you pay if you end up abusing the stuff and putting it too far above your own spirit. Then everything is removed from you and you are just deleted off the system. So I don't like to hear about people, you know, that are pretending to be metaphysical and yet have dreams of power and empire. I mean, I believe in prosperity and abundance, don't get me wrong, but I also believe in humanitarianism and sharing and being philanthropical and tithing. And that's how you get the Dharma that allows you to have the prosperity and abundance. Okay? So be aware of your natal Venus and how it's aspected, and be aware of the transiting planets and how they are affecting your natal Venus, and be aware of what other people's charts do to your Venus. Okay? And also be aware of your transit trines. Because when you are having situations like everybody I know out there with Venus in Cancer, Jupiter in Cancer right now, sitting on top of it. You know, Jupiter sitting on top of Cancer Venus, or any Venus, is a financial aspect. Jupiter expands, and Venus is money. So Jupiter in Cancer, if you have Venus in Cancer, or Venus in Pisces, or Venus in Scorpio, you're getting a conjunction in Cancer, or you're getting trines from Jupiter trine your Venus in early Pisces, or trine your Venus in early Scorpio. And that is money. That means there is money out there to be dug up. There is a rainbow in sight, and it's up to you to find the end of it. Now, a lot of people call me up and they say, "Hey, Farley, how's my money?" And I'll say, "Well, you're shown financial aspects." And they'll say, "Well, how am I supposed to find it?" I don't know. You know, it's up to you to walk into that stockbroker's office and buy the stock, or to go looking for real estate and buy the real estate, or to go and ask your boss for a raise, or create a business, or to create a new business idea or product. I mean, you're the one having the transit. I can't do it for you. But at least the universe allows us, no matter how our natal Venuses are aspected, it gives us the opportunity to develop abundance and prosperity through cycles when we have these trine and sextile connections. Now, a lot of you have planets in the second house. If you know where your second house is, and you know you have planets in that second house, then you will be aware that the moon will trine those second house planets twice a month, and that their other planets will be out there trining those planets twice a year, And then some of your long trines, like, you know, if you are an Aries rising and you have Taurus planets in the second house, well, you're getting trined all the dickens by Uranus in Capricorn, Neptune in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, all these Virgo planets grand trine it. Aries rising with Taurus planets, people are showing bucks right now. But they'll sit around and they won't pay attention to their charts or astrology, or they'll say, well, Farley, I don't know where to find the money. Hey, I would probably call every stockbroker in town until I found somebody who had a tip. Whatever it was, some kind of tip. You know, have you ever heard of people turning money around in like 2 months where they invest $5,000 and 2 months later they get $10,000 for it? Well, they're having a transit trine. That's how that happens. And that's how they get ahead. And that's how they make the money. So if you pay attention to your aspects, the simple formula is this. Squares and oppositions can be karmic abuse with finances, natally or transits. Okay? That's karma with money and finances to the Venus. Or Jupiter, or second house planets, or second house lord, like I said, or Taurus planets, because Taurus means money. So squares and oppositions to those planets, natally or transit, will either mean money karma or money going out. Bills, shopping, debts, loans. Okay? And trines and sextiles. Trines and sextiles, which means that you're getting a similar element complement. That's why the elements like fire, earth, air, and water love each other so much. It's not an accident that Aries, Leo, and Sag are all fire signs. They're all family. They're all in that fire family. So if you have an Aries Venus, then pay attention to the other fire, Leo and Sag, because when something goes in there, it'll trine your Venus in Aries, and that's good stuff for money. That's a good time to make a decision concerning making money and creating abundance and prosperity. Let's go over the other families. The Earth families are Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. They trine each other. That's right. Virgo trines Taurus. Virgo trines Capricorn. Capricorn trines Virgo and Taurus, like I said, and vice versa. That's the Earth family. So if you have Venus in Capricorn, then whenever there's energies in Taurus or Virgo, you're going to get a trine to that Venus, and that's money. That's power. That's when you want to make that choice. And the air family, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, they trine each other. Aquarius is not a water sign. It's the water bearer. So Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini are signs that trine each other. They complement each other. See, there's a magic triangle that connects the elements in one family that we call a grand trine when they're all connected. And a trine is really a 120-degree angle in geometry, and it's the most positive angle you can have also in astrology. It's wonderful. It's fun, it's exciting, it's adventurous, it's dramatic, it's fulfilling, it's uplifting, it's enthusiastic, it's extrovert, it's just wonderful. Trines are hot. I know some astrologers say trines aren't that important aspects. I love them. I love trines, man. There's nothing karmic about them unless you blow your power. And also the water trines, you know what I talked about today, because Venus is going into Scorpio and Jupiter's in Cancer already, the water Venuses are all being lit up. So Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer is the water element, and they trine each other. So if you knew you had Venus in Scorpio, then anything going into Cancer or Pisces would be trine that Venus, and that's a money time. That's a time to make that choice, that decision. Okay? This topic, getting the edge in astrology financially. I hope you'd enjoyed it. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I'm Farley Malaris, your host. We are here weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, and we're here every single weekday at 12 noon.